Judge rules against the requirements in California's handgun roster. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 2, 2023. Judge Dana M. Sabra issued a preliminary injunction against the chamber-loaded indicator, CLI, magazine disconnect mechanism, MDM, and micro-stamping requirements for California's Unsafe Handgun Act, UHA, the act under which the state's handgun roster is overseen. The preliminary injunction also blocks the UHA's 3-for-1 rule, under which each approval of a new handgun has to be complemented by the removal of 3 guns which had previously been legal for purchase. Plaintiffs in the case, which include Lana Ray Renna, the Second Amendment Foundation, the Firearms Policy Coalition, and San Diego County Gun Owners, argued that the CLI, MDM, and micro-stamping requirements have prohibited the manufacture and retail sale in California of a large segment of modern handguns that are otherwise in common use throughout the United States for self-defense and other lawful purposes. They also said the criteria set forth by UHA limits handgun manufacturing and retail sales to those handguns that can satisfy numerous testing and safety feature requirements not required in 47 other states. Moreover, plaintiffs further allege the roster will shrink at an accelerated pace in the future because of the UHA's 3-for-1 roster removal provision, which mandates that for each new roster-compliant handgun added to the roster, 3 grandfathered handguns must be removed in reverse order of their dates of admission to the roster. Sabra decided in favor of a preliminary injunction against the CLI, MDM, and micro-stamping requirements of the UHA, as well against the 3-for-1 rule. Second Amendment Foundation's Executive Director Adam Kraut commented on the decision, saying, "Today's decision marks yet another victory for California gun owners and Californians who wish to purchase modern handguns. Importantly, the court determined that California failed to present historically comparable analogs to its requirement that handguns be equipped with loaded chamber indicators, magazine disconnect safeties, and have the ability to imprint a micro stamp on fired casings. It is long overdue for California's restriction on the ability of its citizens to purchase modern handguns meet its fate of being relegated to the pages of history." The case is Renna v. Bonta, No. 320 CBO 2190 in United States District Court, Southern District of California. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.